This first poem is called One Goes Away. It's in the book, Union. One goes away. What's his name tried too much of everything and rang a bell of dissolution that reached the people before his own physical entrance. Schlubbish he'd become as a decadence, noisily wiping his nose with his hand that once handled snakes. This man who jumped his destroyer in 44 amid chum and pieces of pilots with the Lemmy Adam intent. Inside his mind, he was biting the side of a great white shark face. He made bloody the sight of himself there in the Pacific. Sharks knew what his type tasted like. They could take him, but why bother? Fresh as burnt rubber, the flesh, certain pills of which tasted of condemned liver, the sharks would later puke. And if smaller fish ate that they might later eat, well, it would be an even worse bellyache. So they let him be, gliding off to take pilot meat, charred but not bad, and less likely to repeat. Such was this galoot, king sinister with whiskey and foul-mouthed. But he had a quality that moved me. His eye had been all about watching God's every move, and in that endeavor he had been quick to laugh. Who knew he would hold one shoulder so much pus around his heart, or that his scars would curse the fields of his skin? His good eye, long gone lazy, shut. I would visit until one day he said I was a pervert who knew no beauty beyond freak show. I disagreed, and he showed me the door. What's that for? I'm a friend. But that was the end. I took to walking around towns, more a natural disaster than national holiday. Then I sped up and was unbecoming on bicycle. There were no mansions in the distance, no signs saying where I'd find the bigger picture, the lines in my right hand prefigure. Soon I met the goon who said if I remained true to only two dimensions, the end of my line would be an edge and I would fall off. He said I was a fool who must learn to conceive, and I'd better believe heartily in every dimension if I want to get anywhere in one piece. I regretted having met this man because his words hurt my journey. I couldn't move. Why do I listen to loons? I asked myself this for days, and I made a song about it, which I will sing at the end of the world during the high wind and fire phase. I was mad and my bike broke, so I had to walk. And a dog ran after me, so I had to run. And I fell in a ditch, so I had to play dead. And then that dog howled and would not stop. He blamed himself. I had to do something. Look, I'm alive. Sorry for faking, I said. He was startled, but he stayed. Finally, we slept after our strenuous day. In a dream we are running. I sink in a stream, and he changes the race to pounce between rock life and water life, connecting both with a paw placed in the middle of their range. His bone below to recognize the rock, his blood comes up to the water. Being with everything is natural for him. So we are different, but I am here, there. I am here, and I am running among water, and I am breaking apart on the screen of this stream, which is actually not bad. I hope I never come back.